In the days that followed, I learned to spell, in this uncomprehending way, a great many words, among them pin, hat, cup, and a few verbs like sit, stand, and walk. But my teacher had been with me several weeks before I understood that everything has a name. One day, while I was playing with my new doll, Miss Sullivan put my big rag doll into my lap, also, spelled D-O-L-L, and tried to make me understand that doll applied to both. Earlier in the day we had had a tussle over the words mug and water. Miss Sullivan had tried to impress upon me that M-U-G is mug and that W-A-T-E-R is water, but I persisted in confounding the two. In despair, she dropped the subject for the time, only to renew it at the first opportunity. I became impatient at her repeated attempts, and, seizing the new doll, I dashed it upon the floor. I was keenly delighted when I felt the fragments of the broken doll at my feet. Neither sorrow nor regret followed my passionate outburst. I had not loved the doll. In the still, dark world in which I lived, there was no strong sentiment or tenderness.